In the name of Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Amen. Our gospel reading today speaks of belonging to Jesus. Jesus says this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." The sheep are those that belong to Jesus. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep on the cross. God has raised the good shepherd Jesus from the dead. The context of our gospel reading today is Jesus in Jerusalem in an ongoing series of encounters with many debaters and scoffers and those who counter Jesus. And here in our gospel reading today, many argue and debate with Jesus whether he is the Messiah, let alone the Son of God, the Christ, the Anointed One. And when Jesus responds that he and the Father are one, those around him threaten not just to debate the talk is over, but to pick up stones and to end Jesus for blasphemy, for making himself God. What they see is Jesus the man, not Jesus the Son of God from above. What they see are strange signs or miracles, but not the transformation of the heart, not the transformation of grace, not the change of one's heart. And no matter what Jesus says, the good shepherd giving eternal life, many argue and threaten. Regardless of what Jesus says or does, the debate will continue all the way to Good Friday and being nailed to a cross. When Jesus, the Good Shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep, God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that all who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Have you ever been in an argument with someone where you just seem to get nowhere? And the more that you argue, the more you get to nowhere. The more you try and get that person to see plainly, the more they remain distant. Why don't you see what I mean? Why don't you understand clearly and plainly what I'm saying? Now, I don't know about you, but in my experience, isn't this true? The longer that this kind of argumentation and debate goes, the worse the divide between others becomes. In our gospel reading today, regardless of what Jesus says or does, the argument goes on and on. Jesus speaks plainly. He is the good shepherd. He and the Father are one. He gives eternal life. Arguing. Picture the sound and the image that goes with that sound of loud voices, hand motions rising in anger. The more the argument goes, the more the voice of me, my point, my way grows louder and louder. As Christians, right, we cannot argue someone to faith. That just does not work. It just does not work in reality, but it also does not work as Scripture teaches. Faith doesn't come by an argument. Faith comes, Scripture plainly teaches, from hearing the word of Jesus. This is not our way, but the way of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. This is not our voice, but the voice of Jesus, the voice of eternal life. Jesus says in our gospel reading today, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, they follow me. I give them eternal life. They'll never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me." The Father, who is greater than all, no one is able to snatch them out of Jesus' hand or the Father's hand, because Jesus and the Father are one. Faith comes by hearing the voice of Jesus, the voice of eternal life. It's God the Father who gives this to us, who gives us to Jesus. Or as Luther puts it, right, we cannot by our own reason or strength or argumentation believe in Jesus Christ. We can't come to Him at all. Only God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit can create faith in us, can gather us. Only God, Father, Son, and Spirit can bring us into the family of Christ. Only God, Father, Son, and Spirit gives forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And it's one thing to know this, right? It's another matter to apply it to our relationships. If we can't reason or argue our way to God and eternal life, why would we ever think we could reason or argue others? That we somehow could argue others to faith in Christ. And of course, reason has its place. It's God-given. It may aid, it may assist, it may provide clarity, it may be good, and it is often good. But it does not surpass the goodness of Jesus Christ, His gospel, which surpasses all understanding. That God the Father sent His Son to give you and to me eternal life, that's the ultimate gift of love. That even when we were still sinners, debaters, haters, doubters, Jesus loved us, gave His life for us, for everyone. In our gospel reading today, Jesus expands our perspective, right, from just seeing and knowing one thing to hearing and to belonging. It's one wonder to know Jesus as a good shepherd, to know Him as a Savior. It's another wonder and gift entirely to belong to Jesus. And everything depends on belonging to Jesus. Our status or stance and place with God never depends then on how we feel or what we sometimes get and don't get. It never depends on how having the right experience is needed or being free from doubt. Thomas shows that. It never depends on what we accomplish or do or fail to do. It never depends on any of that at all. Everything, and I mean everything, depends on one thing only. That we are known by the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, Jesus says. They follow me. I give them eternal life. And they will never perish. Not so much knowing, but being known. The voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, liberates rather than oppresses. The voice of our Good Shepherd, Jesus, does not say, do this, right? And then, well, maybe you'll be good enough to be one of my sheep. The voice of Jesus says to those who hear it and receive it, you belong to me already. No one can snatch you out of my hand. We belong to Jesus. Belonging to Jesus. It brings us security here in time, there in eternity, liberated to live an abundant life, which Jesus speaks about earlier in the Gospel of John in this chapter, abundant, eternal life. I came that they may have life, have it abundantly to the full, the abundant life of Jesus, which does not speak necessarily about abundance in years, quantitative or in wealth or in status or accomplishments, but a quality of life. The life that is abundant in the love made known in Jesus Christ. Love which overflows to others. It's eternal life because its source is God. It's eternal life in Jesus who is the resurrection and the life. This weekend is Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day. We give thanks to God for all of our mothers. We give thanks to God for mothers with us, for mothers and grandmothers in heaven, in Jesus Christ, our eternal life. The sacrifice and the love of mothers, don't they point us to the sacrifice and the love of Jesus? The gift of belonging, isn't that a gift that mothers give? The gift of belonging that mothers give their families, signs of belonging we have with God and Jesus. All these signs to give thanks for mothers, to give thanks how they point to God in Christ, our eternal belonging in Christ. Mothers, daughters, sisters, to fathers, to sons, to brothers, give voice, don't we all, to belonging. What are some of these voices of belonging, of family? Here's some. Do these voices sound familiar? I love you. I'm proud of you. Be careful. Remember to text me. Did you take out the trash? Did you remember Mother's Day? Do you remember how much Mom loves you? How much Mom cares for you? Do you remember voices of belonging? Do you hear them? Do you speak them? Voices and actions, don't they, when we say them, don't they bring us together? Isn't that what it does? Like the voice of Jesus is the sound of belonging. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life. The voice of Jesus, the voice of gathering, the voice of life, the voice of unity. Well, I'm also here this week with ChurchWorks students from Concordia University St. Paul. Concordia University St. Paul, where the voice of the accent is a little different. St. Paul, Minnesota, Concordia is one of our denominational colleges of our Lutheran Church. Now, does everyone know, we can talk about knowing and belonging, does everyone know here where St. Paul, Minnesota is? Do New Yorkers know where Minnesota even is? It's true, right? Come on, confess it. You might not know where it is. There is something beyond the Hudson. Yes, it's true. Even after New Jersey, it's in the middle of somewhere, right? Flyover country. These are fighting words, debating words. We may not know, right, where we are from sometimes, but don't we still belong together in Christ? Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we still belong together in the eternal life of Jesus, who calls from many places, who calls many characters, who calls us all the Good Shepherd. And we cannot, by our own reason or strength, know or believe in Jesus anyway, but God the Father and Jesus the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, gathers us together, often beyond our understanding, His sheep, one family belonging to Jesus. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus says, and I know them and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. Knowing to belonging to the challenge of hearing this voice. You know, I told our visiting ChurchWorks students from the great state of Minnesota that it's hard to hear sometimes in New York. It's hard to hear when we're traveling around. It's hard to hear with subway screeching, the shouts of street noise. It's hard to hear each other on the train and on the sidewalk. And sometimes as the tour guide, I know they're not going to hear me and I can't hear them, so I'll just point. Get off here, go there. Isn't that exactly what our gospel reading does today? Jesus points to us. Jesus signs to us. John's gospel said these are signs or pointers that we would believe in Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus who points to us and guides us to green pastures, who guides us to still waters, who guides us through the valley of the shadow of death, who leads, guides, points all the way to a table, prepares it before us, anoints head with oil, Psalm 23 fulfilled for you today. And when our words fail us, and when knowledge kind of grows fuzzy, and we can't hear anymore with all the voices around us, Jesus is there, pointing us to His Word. The Word of Jesus, the Word of eternal life. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life. The voice of Jesus, which calls us by name, which claims us as God's own. Amen.